ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The NFL is recommending enhanced security measures at all team and league facilities, says a memo obtained by ABC News partner ESPN. This following the deadly shooting last week at the Midtown Manhattan building that houses NFL headquarters. The recommendations include weapons screening to enter team and league facilities. No motive announced by police yet for yesterday's shooting on Atlanta's Emory University campus. A neighbor.
I see him walking his dog all the time, too. He just seemed like a normal person.
Police say the shooter was killed by gunfire. Evacuation orders lifted and no homes reported destroyed in the big wildfire near the border of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. The battle's not over, but more of it's contained. In L.A., ABC's Alex Stone.
As extreme heat and low humidity bear down on the west, it's a race against time for firefighters to control flames before even hotter weather arrives.
There's a threat of storms with flash flooding in the plains and Midwest. This is ABC News. According to one U.S. official, the use of military force against drug cartels in Mexico is not imminent, despite the designation of cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. ABC's Christian Cordero.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum adamant the U.S. will not use military force in Mexico in its crackdown on drug cartels.
Estados Unidos no va a venir a México con los militares.
Sheinbaum responding to President Trump's directive ordering the Pentagon to prepare options for the possible use of military force against certain drug cartels.
On the 80th anniversary of the second atomic bombing of Japan by the U.S. in World War II of Nagasaki, a memorial ceremony held there. Archbishop Francisco Escalante Molina delivered a message from Pope Leo.
His message is a call to walk together on the path of reconciliation, to choose life over death, and to believe that peace is possible.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Flood watch is in effect for the potential of heavy rainfall. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and storms around. Warm and muggy with lows in the upper 60s to 70. And still a chance of storms tomorrow, rather muggy with highs in the mid-80s. Less humidity Monday. It's 69 degrees right now.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you. when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Down.
featuring the glory years of music. 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
You should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. We only act like children when we argue, fuss, and fight. Hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't know now,
you will never, never, never know.
You'll never, never, never know me. Hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't
by now,
if you don't know me,
you
baby. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together.
It's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yeah, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Ride, ride, ride. All you wanna do is ride around Saturday. She's the kind of girl who's not too shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She danced close to me like I hope she would.
She danced for me like I hope she would.
Something tells me I'm into something, girl.
Something tells me I'm into something.
Oh. We only danced for a minute or two, but then she stuck close to me the whole night through. Oh. Can I be the one in love?
She's everything I've been dreaming of.
She's everything I've been dreaming of. I moved her home and she held my hand. I knew it couldn't be just the one night stand. So I asked to see her next week and she told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
disturbing notice to the world that Green Bay knows the good stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Friday's Emory University shooter blamed the COVID vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal, says a law enforcement official to the Associated Press. The official tells the AP the father of Patrick White phoned police, identified his son as the possible shooter. NFL is recommending enhanced security measures at all team and league facilities, says a memo obtained by ABC News partner ESPN. This is following the deadly shooting at the New York building that houses NFL headquarters. At least one storm-related death in Nebraska and widespread power outages in the state. In hard-hit Blair, Nebraska, where citizens are helping crews trying to clear streets of debris.
We're out of power and nothing else to do, so I was like, might as well start cleaning up.
We've always all helped each other, especially on this block, all the storms that we've had.
Ukrainian President Zelensky rejecting a President Trump proposal to have Ukraine and Russia swap territory to end the war.